Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everybody, this 420 Time Traveling Bong, a three-night event, premieres on Comedy Central. Broad City's Elena Glazer and Paul W. Downs star as cousins who discover a special bong that sends them time traveling with every toke. Time Traveling Bong, three-night event starts on 420 at 10:30, 9:30 Central, on Comedy Central, and on the Comedy Central app. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, hey, everybody. Yeah, run. Run to your seats. My name is Doug, and I love movies. You know, we're in Los Angeles. I thought you guys would have more talent than that. Coming to you from the UCB Theater, the Franklin location, of course. It's Thursday, April 14th, 2016. And I think there might be a couple empty seats tonight because, what do you guys think it is? Is it the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yeah. Why would you say yeah and you're not at home watching it?
Or the Hillary and Sanders debate. Were you guys bummed you had to miss the end of that to be here? Well, thank you. I appreciate all of you for showing up. Let's do some Doug plugs. Sunday, Doug Loves Movies will be back over at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard at 420-ish. San Francisco, this Tuesday, I'm doing stand-up at Cobb's Comedy Club. And at midnight, we will count down to 420. It's my annual tradition that you can't miss. unless there's a debate or more hockey. Then on Wednesday, 420, I'll be doing a huge Getting Doug with High right here at the Alex Theater in Glendale, California at 8 o'clock. And I got some of the Doug Loves Movies favorites that you know and love, like Jeff Tate and Rory Scovel will be there, along with three or four other surprise guests. DougLovesMovies.com. For everything. Yeah, thank you. the prize bag is very, very full of stuff. It's a really ornate Target bag from Target when I shopped there recently. I got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a sippy cup when I saw the Broadway show Disaster, a shirt that probably says something about booze on it. Let's see what this one is. Oh yeah, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire. That's something I'll never drink. We've got one of these cool bowls, and it's a rubber bowl, and then there's also a matching, they don't match, but a rubber pipe, and they're both from a company called Peacemaker. They sent me way too much of that shit. And from my own personal VHS collection, a VHS copy of an episode of the show Gross Point, which I thought was it's an episode called Mommy Dearest, and it was I think it was a very underrated TV program. I like that show a lot. And then a show I really like a lot, an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The episode called The Yoko Factor. So that must have been one where one of the Scooby gang got a girlfriend that started ruining everything. Maybe Anya is the Yoko. I don't remember exactly. Way too many seasons of that show for me to recall. And the only episode I watch repeatedly is the musical one. Let's get my guests out here. We've got four chairs set up, and that means lots more stuff for the prize bag. And let's see, we got a newbie in the mix. Please give a big warm welcome to Chris Mancini, Tony Thaxton, Rich Summer, and Tom Papa.
Doug.
Official now, Doug.
Nice. Hello, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey.
Let's start with the newbie. Let's say hello to Tom Papa, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Like one of the nicest comedians I know. I've known you for a while, and I can't believe this is your first time on the show.
I know. I don't do a lot of things.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I just kind of sit at home and, you know, listen to things and think, wow, it'd be good to be on that. And then I never call.
Well, you have your own podcast called Come to Papa.
I do.
Yeah. And you also obviously are a very funny stand-up comedian. And you live in L.A. now, though.
I do. I was back and forth for years between New York and L.A., and I loved going back and forth. It was nice. And then my daughter got to an age where she wanted friends.
Ugh. They're so selfish at that age.
I know. I was like, friends are really going to let you down. And she's like, I'm going to give it a shot. And
so you have to stay put out here.
Yeah, it was kind of between New York and L.A. And in New York, you just can't. It's an adult place. It's hard for a kid. She got tired of like swimming in the fountain at Washington Square Park. It was fun the first time, and then you come out of it with like a man's underpants on your head, and you're like, "Isn't there a pool in L.A.? Can't we?" The thing that really crushed me was when she said. She was kind of upset, and she wanted to go back to California. And I'm like, are you sure? She's like, Dad, I just want to be in a place that's big enough to hula hoop. Oh. I was like, oh. Pack the bags. We're going out west.
Yeah, and our pools out here, we don't throw change into them. Because you could probably get some sort of awful thing off of some pennies. Well, thank you for finally being here, Tom.
And thanks for having me,
I hope you
Doug.
Have a good time and come back again and again. Next up on the panel, it's Chris Mancini, everybody.
Good to be back.
Co-host of the Comedy Film Nerds podcast. And what project are you working on now? You got like a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe or something?
I do. I'm doing a Kickstarter for a graphic novel called Long Ago and Far Away. And it always was thinking about like what happens when the kids that go into Narnia and save the world against the Witch Queen, but then they come back. Then what happens when they turn 30 and they're assholes? And then they have to go back in that world again.
Oh,
very inappropriate great. Things like hit on the Witch Queen and make fun of the elves, and it's a bunch of like asshole nerds that go back into Narnia.
I love it. And so, you don't have to get like Narnia rights of any kind, or do you call it something else?
No, it's not called Narnia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That would be a hassle.
It's Narnia-esque.
Yes, yes.
It's like can't be confused for pretty much anywhere else.
Exactly.
But you're going to give it a different name.
Yeah.
Nobody will know the diff.
Fantasia, Oz, Terabithia, they're all pretty similar.
If you say so. I know which one I'd want to go to. Wait, what was the first one? Fantasia?
Yeah, from Neverending Story.
Oh, yeah. I just thought of the Disney cartoon. I was like, that was a land?
Yeah.
So boring, that land.
The land where Mickey conducts an orchestra?
Yeah. There's a lot of singing. Nothing makes sense.
My voice went Mickey. Orchestra? Yeah. All right, Chris. Thank you for being here. And Tony Thaxton is back, y'all.
Hello.
I don't say y'all for just any occasion. Now, this is a fun story because Tony is the former drummer for a band I enjoy a great deal called Motion City Soundtrack. And hang on, it gets sad. Because they, as a whole band, have been so upset at Tony not being in the band, have decided to just pack it in. Is that why?
Yeah, nailed it.
Sure. No, the band is going to dissolve for various reasons, I'm sure. But they're going on one last tour, and Tony is joining them as their drummer again.
I'm back. Therefore, back on Doug Loves Movies.
And yeah, so buy tickets for all of their shows, whatever town you're in.
All of them.
And there's a good chance you'll meet me, because I'm going to try to go to a few of them. I'm going to travel to see them. Because the show here in L.A., you probably have plenty of people who want tickets and stuff,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go to another city and get some free tickets.
If you say so.
Yeah, it's totally worth it. I'll pay $400 or $500 to fly somewhere. Get a free $25 ticket.
It will be, yeah, it'll be much easier for me to get you in elsewhere.
Yeah, so we'll do that. And I'm so excited because he was shooting today, and there was a chance that he wasn't going to make it or he'd be late, but he's here in plenty of time. It's Rich Sommer, everybody.
I made it. I made it, Doug.
You did it. And you are nothing if not enthusiastic about games.
That's true.
And gamery.
Correct.
You have your own podcast about such subject.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Oh, it stopped completely?
Well, it went on hiatus, probably never to return.
And do we have this conversation every time you're on the show?
I think so. But I love that we keep doing it.
But people can still listen to it, right?
Yeah, yeah. In perpetuity.
It's still out there, yeah. And what was it called?
Cardboard with Rich Sommer.
Not B-O-R-E-D.
No.
Okay, good.
Doug. Bored, like.
Play on words. No, yeah, no, I get it.
No, you got it.
And I'm excited that you're going to be playing one of our latest additions to the show tonight.
I'm very into this
I think this whole panel
game.
Could be quite good at it. But let's talk about what you were doing. What were you shooting that you had to race over here? Is it a secret? Is it a new Star Wars?
No, it is. It was an episode of the show Grey's Anatomy.
Ooh!
Which was very
lovely.
Exciting.
Yeah. And you had like a couple days on that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what do you, I saw the, you know, is this rude to say I saw the black guy? Is there just one main black guy now? I know there was one black guy that was homophobic and he's not there anymore. And now there's like a new, kind of a new black guy. And Patrick Dempsey's not on it, right?
No, he's not, and I don't think Sandra Oh is on it anymore, right?
You didn't see her today, did you?
Didn't come across her, no.
But the main girl is still there.
Ellen Pompeo, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, so, and we'll look for you on that in
keep an eye
a
out,
few though. Months.
Yeah, not long, actually. I think it's like in less than a month. Maybe.
I swear, if I knew the exact episode you're going to be in, like, please text me, because I will truly watch Grey's Anatomy to see you on Grey's Anatomy. Because it's already cracking me up a little bit.
It was fun.
And you were just got home to L.A. from New York City.
Yes.
Where you were performing in the Buried Child.
Yeah.
The Sam Shepard play.
The nice. Laugh Riot that is
yeah.
Buried Child.
It's crazy heavy, right?
It's pretty dark.
Does it have any laughs?
It had a surprising amount of laughs. We sort of were unprepared for how people were going to enjoy it. But it is, Sam Shepard writes very twisted shit. And so this play is really, really dark. I mean, it's, you know, the title is Buried Child. It's not like, it's not joking about what the play's about. Yet it's...
Buried Alive?
No.
Okay.
No. It's drowned by a person, by an arch play, Ed Harris, had drowned the baby and then buried in the backyard.
How could you look at Ed Harris every day when he's a baby drowner? I mean, I like him when he works for NASA, but I don't care for him when he's drowning babies.
I had a little moment, like, I'm pretty good at, like, getting into the thing I'm doing, but I did have this one part in the play where he's sleeping on a couch, and I have to come out, and he has all these, it's a long story, but he has corn husks all over him, and I have to collect all the corn husks.
Of course he does.
And take them off stage, and then I have to shave his head. And every single night, I'm doing my thing. I'm playing an amputee in the play. It's a fucked up
Holy
play.
Shit.
I'm playing an amputee in the play. I come hobbling out. I've taken all the corn off. And I have this razor to shave his head while he's sleeping. And I would hit the back of my leg, go down to my knee, and I'd put my hand on his forehead and start shaving his head. And every night, I would still think to myself, this is Ed fucking Harris.
Is this play playing in Ed Harris's living room?
Yes.
He just likes to have a drama at home. Amy Madigan chips in.
That's right.
Well, that sounds awesome. I'm sorry I missed it, because it was like a pretty limited run. You
it
did
was.
It for like a few months.
Yeah, 2 months, yeah.
Which, do you like that better than being in a show that could just go and go and go?
I think so. I mean, it ties for the longest run I've ever... I mean, every play I've done has been about a two-month run. I can't imagine, knowing how happy I am to have every play end, I can't imagine having it go any longer. It sounds like a nightmare.
Nice.
Yep. But
you don't miss it a little bit?
Oh, I totally miss it when it's gone. But when I'm in it, all I can think about is not ever doing it again. But that goes for anything.
You're like, so FOMO.
So at some point you actually went, wow, I really missed the baby drowning play.
Yeah.
I called it the BDP, but yes.
It's fun picking up husks and right. shaving heads.
That's right. Limping around.
Was that like technically, was that hard to pull off, making it look like you were shaving his head every night?
That part wasn't so hard.
Because he was like kind of bald already.
Yeah, he's pretty bald,
already, and you just kind of give him a trim?
Well, yeah, well, he has a hat on. I stand in front of him and take the hat off, but there's all this makeup, because later in the play, he puts his hat back on, and then he reveals that I've he's bleeding from where I did. So I had to sort of cover when I took off the hat, because he was already bleeding, but then... No, the hard part was pretending I had one leg for 2 hours every night, but... Otherwise, right. It's going to be great.
Did you remember that when Amy Poehler used to do that sketch where she'd hop around on one foot for an entire sketch?
She only did it once, right?
She did it more than once. It was different sketches.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But
you're
the same sort of character.
Yes. And I'm rocking one leg. That whole
there
thing.
Was one that was like a Rock of Love parody where she was one of the girls who was trying to get picked.
It was amazing.
Yeah. And so that's what you had to do. You had to kind of hop
right,
on
like
foot.
That 5-minute sketch that Amy did. Three times. It was like that every day for 2 hours.
Yeah, so I matinee on Wednesday.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, shit.
Where'd you put your leg?
Well, when I was standing up, I just...
Just backstage.
There was a lot of bending and hiding under blankets. And
Man. Did you have to put a label on it so everyone knew that...
That's my leg. Don't take my leg. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Were you ever in a production of True West?
No.
Because that one, he fucking... Sam Shepard writes some fucked up... stage activities.
Yeah.
Because in that one, they're like throwing toasters and shit at each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, he's...
God bless him. I saw The Fool for Love with Sam Rockwell and Nina Arianda.
That play written for Ed Harris, by the way, back in 1983.
And he was probably as good as roping as Sam Rockwell learned some serious roping. Yeah. Like, he's just like constantly roping shit in the hotel room and knows how to do it.
Yeah, he kind of doesn't fuck around, that Sam Rockwell.
He doesn't. He likes to dance.
That's right. Get in the mix.
But he always uses two legs.
That's right. That's right. I get it.
Cheater dancing. This guy in the pants right here is going dancing. That's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a waste if he doesn't. Nice.
I love that a whole room full of people, I go, the guy in the pants, and you know who I'm talking about. That's how colorful his pants are. Let's just go down the line. There's a question I like to ask everybody before we get into the game portion. Chris Mancini, what was the last motion picture that you saw with your own two eyes?
The Invitation.
Oh, me too.
Yes.
I mean, I saw it. That wasn't the last one I saw.
That was a really, really fucked up movie.
Yeah, you were kind of sad that you RSVP'd for The Invitation.
Yeah. And it was the kind of movie that...
It was like written by Sam Shepard.
Yeah, it felt like it. Yeah, yeah. It was just missing a drowning baby. That was all it was
That's
missing.
All they did do.
And it was one of those movies like, wow, this is really good. I really liked it. But then, you know, still about 24 hours later, colors weren't as bright. Food still tasted like ash. It really stayed with you, that movie.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting movie in that it, at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to get into this. And then by the end of it, I was super into it.
Some shit goes down.
Yeah, and they just stage it well. And Karen Kusama, I hope I pronounced that right, who did Girl Fight and the vampire, Jennifer's Body.
Yeah.
She directed it. And it's...
My face is on the wall.
And Aeon Flux.
What?
Yeah. There's a Motion City soundtrack poster on the wall in Jennifer's Body. And so
in Jennifer's Body. I was like, I just saw The Invitation a couple days ago. I was like, dude, you crazy.
I don't
There's
have
no
real
posters
movie.
On the walls in that movie. It's a nice house. It's a party.
Yeah, it is.
But Jennifer's Body, that's cool.
I don't have real movie credits. So if my face is on a poster on the movie, I got to, you know.
But we can hear your drumming in a movie or two, right?
Yeah. Couple.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
My face is also in the Squeakquel. I mentioned that before too.
My Squeakquel. I love that. We just call it that because we're so hip.
So
I will lie.
Who are you in, Squeakquel or Road Chip?
I will lie to my kids about a lot of things, but one thing that I am always 100% honest about it. They're like, Dad, you got to watch this movie with me. I'm like happy to watch it, almost anything with them. And they always say, Dad, you got to watch Alvin and the Chipmunks with us. And I'm like, guys, they're 8 and 5. I love you guys very much. I'm glad that you enjoy that movie. I will never watch that movie with you ever.
Yeah.
And they're like, Dad, haha. I'm like, I'm not joking. I'm never going to. I will watch almost any other movie. I'm not going to watch those movies.
I had to have that conversation about the Shrek sequels. Yeah. You have to have it every once in a while.
My girls are 10 and 13 now, and they were into the first one. And I was the opposite now, because now they're older and we're driving and I see the Squeakquel and I'm like, hey, kids, we going to check that out? They're like, no.
Why do your kids hate me?
Like, but, you know, the invitation, Squeakquel.
You know, David Cross is kind of funny in it.
Okay.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. Tom, what was the last motion picture that you watched?
Can this be...
In any form.
In any form. I watched... We do spaghetti movie night with the family on Fridays.
So you only watch Westerns from Italy?
A lot of Eastwood.
Thanks to that side of the room. You guys can fuck off.
So your kids go, oh, so that's what 70 millimeter is supposed to look like.
We want to be Italian, too. We watched Close Encounters, which the kids had never seen before.
Well, you should have changed it to Mashed Potato Night for that one evening.
Really?
But so the kids like it?
They did like it. They did like, you know, whenever you try and turn them on to a movie that you loved, they don't like it as much as you want them to. It's just never... They never kind of hook in like that. But this one, like, we watched Poltergeist and a couple others, and they really didn't like it. This one, they were like, I don't know. And then they got hooked pretty quick.
Yeah, it's kind of neat when they're, like, running and all the helicopters are going up to the Devil's Tower, and they're like, you know, it's just like, what's going to happen? Where's this going? What's going to happen? Like, what, you know, and all the kind of government conspiracy angle and stuff. But also... I haven't seen it in a while, but it is nuts how long Richard Dreyfuss fucks around with that mashed potato thing in his house. Like, they would not do that in a movie today.
No.
Other than Batman versus Superman, they are not willing to take that much time for something that doesn't ultimately mean that much. You know? Like, he could have just made a little thing and then ran out the door.
And I started, now as like a father, this is the first time I watched it as a father, and I found myself defending his behavior. I'm like, sometimes dads just got to do what they got to do.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity.
Your brain. When your brain is telling you to do something, whether you want to do it or not, it's your brain, man.
You just got
to
do it.
Got to make that effort.
But it really was, it really, for me, it held up. It was really just so, when the giant ship comes at the end and comes down and it just kind of rotates, you think you're seeing and it just rotates. And it's been upside down.
They take their time with that, too.
They would take their time with that,
shit.
Too. Mm-hmm. I know. Are you think
I mean, without
slow?
Without that scene, there'd be no 80s album covers.
Yeah.
ELO would put
Boston,
out the white
yellow,
album, the blue album, the red album.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's a great one to bring up, because I really would like to watch that again, because I watched it over and over again as a kid. I loved it.
You know what's amazing, too? How skinny everyone is. Something is, I swear to God, you watch those films, everybody is just like extras, they're just thin. Something is in our, it was a Close Encounter moment for me, like, we're being poisoned. We're all puffy now. Even if you're in shape, you're kind of puffy.
But I think
they're
it's
just
also...
skinny like a sandwich with one piece of meat and no glucose, and they're just like, all right, let's go to work. And there's belts and tight shirts. It's different. It's totally different.
All right, I'll look for that. Sounds depressing. But also, I just think that, you know, even though he wasn't like a conventional movie star, Richard Dreyfuss was still at that point a movie star.
Yeah.
Probably took care of himself, you
but
know.
And, not just him.
Right. No, I mean everybody. But now there's this kind of weird like thing where everyone can just sort of, like, there's more movies where everyone just looks like people rather than movie stars.
Right.
You know?
Back then.
Huh?
Back then?
Well, now.
Oh, now.
Yeah. But I'm saying, I don't know what I'm saying.
You said it right. I get it.
What do you mean? Don't you think there's more like normal looking people in film back then?
No, I think what Doug's saying is that now you have like your You got like a, you know, Seth Rogen could be a matinee idol.
Right.
You know?
And his biggest failure was when he lost a lot of weight for a movie. Green right. Hornet was his biggest flop. You know, and then he went put a few pounds back on, and now he's the Bud Light spokesman.
Right. I see.
Just more about normal looking people.
Right.
Even though Richard Dreyfuss certainly was one. But Terry Garr was really good in that. You know, just so frustrated with her.
And who played his wife? She was in
Terry Garr.
Terry Garr. No, not his wife. The woman, the love interest that he runs up the mountain with.
Oh, yeah.
She was also in Christmas Story.
Melinda Dillon.
God, is she good.
Yeah,
just that crazy hair and just like
and Francois Truffaut himself as the government French dictation translator dude.
Yeah, did they digitize all the guns into walkie talkies?
No, they're still guns.
No, okay.
Didn't they undo that the ET thing?
Yeah,
that's what you're doing. They undid it, right? Okay, good.
But they're gonna put out all three of the first three Star Wars movies. Parts 4, 5, and 6
originally done.
No, the George Lucas tampered with them versions.
Yes. No, I thought that the whole thing was they were gonna.
I don't think so. I think it's the George Lucas version.
Yeah, but Disney bought it, and weren't they gonna say fuck off and just make and put out the thing that everybody's been saying I'll pay you for?
I don't know. I didn't hear it that way.
Fox still has the rights to the first one.
Quit it, Chris. I thought
you and your facts.
Yeah. It's coming in the theaters.
Come with me. That's exactly what I want to see. I want to get the original trilogy on DVD, on Blu-ray, in the theater, and we're not getting it.
Yeah.
Because who cares about the consumer, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
Everyone wants it.
Yeah, it seems like it would be the smart thing to do because it would also match better with the new Star Wars and not just have a bunch of weird things running around in the frame that are unnecessary. You know, it's fine in the cantina scene, but you don't need like meep, 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 going on everywhere all the time. And that Jabba the Hutt scene that they added was just the same dialogue that happens in another scene. It's like it doesn't move anything along. It's just him showing off with Jabba the Hutt walking.
But man, when Han steps on his tail, forget about it.
Yeah, that's pretty
genius.
Pretty fun stuff. That's definitely the sense of humor George Lucas locked into for the rest of his career. Yeah. Oh, it's funny when somebody steps on something. Rich, what about you? Have you been?
I saw a little. I saw a movie. I don't think it's out yet, though. The Adderall Diaries.
Oh.
With Mr. Jimmy Franco and our friend Ed Harris.
Did he make you go see it?
No. No. He makes me do everything I do. I do for
Ed. He lassoed you and made you go.
I still have a bruise on my arm from where Ed would punch me in the play, by the way. Ed weighs about 150 pounds, but every single ounce of that is muscle. And like a, maybe muscle with like a little pinch of rage.
Well, he's also a replicant.
He would
and an AIDS survivor. Don't forget.
He would hit me so hard.
Why would a joke about the movie The Hours? Why would that work? I lost you on Spaghetti
Topical.
Western. Why would I get you
Topical.
Back with The Hours?
Anyway, it was fine. The movie was fine. Ed was really good.
Nice. That so that's coming out soon, you think?
Yes, I think very soon.
All right, and like, I think I speak for tomorrow. Everybody when I say we want to see the bruise.
Well, I don't know if you can actually see it.
You can't get to it?
Well, it's...
Or you could feel it, but you can't see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still
bruisey,
applesauce-y.
But...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because I was going to take a picture and Instagram that
no,
shit.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think it's visible, but
okay.
It hurts.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Tony Thaxton, what was the last movie you saw?
I haven't been to the theater in a bit, and I've been very behind lately. I think just last week I saw Straight Outta Compton, finally.
That's it's great that you got around to it.
Yeah.
Very entertaining movie.
I enjoyed it. My biggest takeaway from it that is Dr. Dre needs to pick a baseball team.
What, has he got a different hat on every time?
Every fucking scene, he's got a new hat on.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
I didn't notice it either.
There's a lot of different teams in that movie.
Just man up and pick a team, Dre.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Yeah, that's crazy. I had no idea. All right, well, that's that wraps that portion of the show up. Now it's time for me to say, let the games begin! Oh, I'll say really quickly, I saw it opens tomorrow. It's in limited release. I saw Green Room and another fucked up movie, but in a fun way.
Oh, cool.
But pretty fucked up. Mm. Yeah, I'll say that. People brought some name tags.
Okay. We
got a few out there. And one gentleman brought his pants. And everybody just go and select the... Wow, that one's pretty cool. Select the name tag that you'd like to play for tonight. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, you guys. This 420, you've heard me talk about it on Getting Dug with High. Those three magic words, time-traveling bong. A three-night event premieres at 10:30, 9:30 Central on Comedy Central on 420. It stars Paul W. Downs and Broad City's Elena Glazer, who you have also seen on Getting Dug with High. Isn't she hilarious? They play cousins who stumble upon a time-traveling bong that hurls them through history. When the bong breaks, as bongs are made to do, they are forced to bounce around the space-time continuum, hoping each hit they take gets them closer to home. Time-traveling bong. Three-night event starts on 420 at 10:30, 9:30 Central on Comedy Central. And you can also check it out, if you're busy doing other things on 420, on the Comedy Central app. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. Who are you playing for, Chris?
I'm playing for Indiana Joel and the Temple of Donuts.
And that's great. Instead of bringing donuts to try to get us to throw them at everybody, he just included donuts in the name tag. That's a long-time listener. Joel, where are you at?
I'm right here.
Yeah, right on, man. Good job. Did you come in from out of town?
Yep.
Where?
Fresno.
Oh, dude, are you the guy that I met at La Poubelle?
Right next door?
Yeah, it's La Poubelle. It's French for stinky trash can. And I like their French onion soup. It's the only French thing they serve, I think. No, I think they have some other French shit in there. But yeah, we met at the bar over there earlier this evening. Well, great job bringing that all the way from Fresno. And good luck. Tom, who are you playing for?
Planet of the Marys. It's like Planet of the Apes with a lot of Marys.
Famous Marys?
No, I think just Marys, straight up Marys.
Like you don't know them?
No, it's just me.
Yeah. It's just you. Oh, it's just her over and over again.
It's Wahlberg. Some glasses, some Wahlberg and her in different.
Oh, okay.
Different Mary poses.
And Mark Wahlberg's in there because, of course, he starred in that.
Yeah.
That
fine piece of film.
Yes,
classic. That classic.
The classic that they remade into that. And Rich, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Booty Paul.
The classic booty call has finally been turned into a name tag.
That's right.
Great job, Paul. Do you really spell it Paul, P-A-L-L?
No, it's a U. That's a U. It's just a shitty
blue. Okay.
His Photoshop skills need some work.
Yeah, no, he's really bad at making posters. But
but who doesn't want a good booty, Paul?
That's right.
And Tony, what's yours all about?
Not quite sure how
it's
the name
really
tag,
crazy.
But it's great. Costanza America, the Winter Seinfeld.
And it's fucking George Costanza in full Captain America gear with the shield, and he's up in the air. And who's that in the corner?
It's Jerry down there, I think.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld with a weird mask on his face.
What is your name?
Costanza. Is Costanza his last name?
That's I don't think I've ever met a real Costanza.
Yeah. So that's cool. Pick me, Jerry! All right, so those are the name tags we have in play, and I'm so excited because there's this new game that people love. I don't know if they love it or not, but I do. Let's play Jason and Deb's IMDb game. Yeah, see? There's at least four people. And, oh, this is fun. I've got, for an example, you guys, Rich and Tom, I looked you guys up on the old IMDb. And, Rich, what do you think you're most known for, top four, would be? And it can go TV, I should say.
Oh, that's good.
It even goes internet on some people, so, you know.
Oh, I'm going to say Mad Men is probably one of them. Thanks. It's only been 2 years, and we've gotten it down to one clap. Giant Mechanical Man up there?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is Devil Wears Prada up there?
Uh-huh. Three for four, dude.
The last one is going to be... Oh, Celeste and Jesse, I'll bet.
That's it, yeah.
Nice.
You just looked at it today or something.
No, I did not. I can tell you that's how few jobs I've actually had. Most of my work has been on Doug Loves Movies.
Let's try to go in order on yours, Tom. What's your number one thing that you're known for, according to IMDb?
The Marriage Ref.
No, it's number two.
Oh.
What's number one?
Behind the Candelabra?
No, it's not even on the list. But that's awesome that you're in that.
The Informant?
You've done, that's. I was just going to say, you've been in two Soderbergh things.
Yeah,
and
neither of them
the
are
The Informant,
up there?
Exclamation point, you have to say that.
Yes.
Neither one of those are on there.
Oh.
They go interesting way. I tell you, there's no way to figure out these guys over
B-movie?
IMDb. B-movies, number one.
Number one?
Number one. That's number one hilarious. Thing you're known for, a cartoon where no one has seen you in it.
I know. And I had like two lines, probably because I wrote on it.
Yeah. You're
right.
Instrumental in getting that.
Getting that thing
to
off the ground.
Great shape it was in.
Me and Costanza.
And I heard that there are some dads out there who refuse to watch it with their kids. But I'll watch it with mine. I'll make that pledge right now.
Thank you.
And then they went with, there's two more.
Yeah.
Do you have any other guesses?
No.
Doug is holding up the Costanza America.
Seinfeld?
Yeah, what is he? What does he do for a living?
Comedian?
Yeah.
The documentary?
Yeah, comedian starring Seinfeld.
Wow.
That's your number four.
That's hilarious.
And I'm not even going to taunt you with this because I don't even know, I don't think you know that you did this. Your third credit on there is The Harmful World of El Super Bisto?
Oh, yeah, the haunted...
Haunted World,
the haunted
sorry.
Movie of El Super Bisto. I wrote and starred in that animated film with Rob Zombie. Rob Zombie and I made it together, and I am El Super Bisto.
Wow.
Why did you guess that as one of your...
I didn't think anyone knew about it.
Can people... Is it out there? Like, people can see it somewhere?
Yeah. Someplace. It's streaming somewhere. It's streaming somewhere. It opened in a theater for one weekend, just, I think, as, like, a promo kind of thing. And then... I was just with Rob a couple weeks ago, and he's like, what's it feel like that the one movie that you starred in, nobody knows it was you? I was like, almost as shitty as your friendship. No, but it's a fun movie. But Paul Giamatti was in it, and a whole bunch of crazy people.
This doesn't That's surprise awesome. Me, because when I think... Rob Zombie, I think Tom Papa.
He directed my stand-up specials, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that true?
My last two stand-up specials he directed. And, yeah, reevaluate your opinion of me.
I mean, I don't know which is funnier, The Devil's Reject or a Tom Papa special. Rejects, I should say. That's a fucked up movie, too. There's a lot of fucked up movies out there.
Yeah.
But that one, you get to see my friend Brian Posehn get capped in the head.
Oh. Yeah.
It's really violent and upsetting.
Posehn's in Bisto, too.
Is he?
Yep.
For the rest of the show, if a name comes up that's in Bisto, definitely get another plug-in for that. Because I want you and Rob Zombie make something. People should be checking it out.
Absolutely.
That's my feeling about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's play this game. Now that we've... that was just for fun, and now we're going to play it for real. I will start naming movies in the top four of somebody's IMDb page, and just say your name when you think you know the answer. We're playing to 5 points, but you get negative points if you guess wrong. And, of course, you get bonus points for going after those additional titles after you get the first one correct. The Shining. Oh, I like that you're all so cautious. The Departed.
Rich!
Rich, who is it?
Jack Nicholson.
That's correct. 1 point for Rich.
Thank you.
Now,
all right.
Bonus points. Name the next two.
One Flew the Cuckoo's Nest?
No.
Okay, good.
Someone in the audience was surprised.
A Few Good Men?
No.
Wolf?
I wish that movie had come out and was called Wolf with a question mark.
Wolf?
As Good as It Gets in Chinatown were the remaining two Jack Nicholson. Right, I mean, that's a pretty solid top four right
that's
there.
That's not so bad.
I got to say.
Yeah.
So Rich got the 1 point on that one.
Whew,
yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that was
Madman, right?
same Madman clap.
This guy gets me.
He knows what you do it for. Do people applaud when you shaved Ed Harris's head? Was that an applause point in the show? All right, here we go. Here's the next one. First title's a long one. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2. The Great Budapest Hotel.
Chris.
Yes.
Gary Oldman?
No.
Tom.
Oh, wait, I got to give Chris a negative point. No. Tom.
Ray Fine.
That's correct.
Oh, yes.
Great. I somehow missed Gary Oldman in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, I think
What part do you think he should have played?
Ray Fine's his role.
All right, so Tom Pop has a point, and he can get two more points if he can name two more Ray Fine movies that IMDb thinks is his top four.
This is tough, this one.
This
you think?
Yeah, I like this game.
Okay, good.
One is war. It's something war. It's something Nazi-ish.
Oh, yeah.
What would that be called?
That would be called Not Saving Private Ryan. That would be called Schindler's List.
Correct.
Nice.
No one applauded for you because this is probably the most obvious answer, especially after you're noodling around with Nazi movies. And what's your fourth? Do you have another one?
And my fourth would be Quiz Show.
No, Quiz Show didn't make the cut. They went with The English Patient.
That's the one I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
Right.
So Tom Pop has 2 points.
Sweet.
And Rich has one.
Oh.
Tony is in third place with zero. That's the kind of game it is. You're much more in the running with zero than with Chris's negative four. But I think someone with negative four.
Negative four.
Negative one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just so excited to give you more negative points.
All right, I'll do my best.
All right.
I love noodling
around. Do your best worst. And here's the next round. There Will Be Blood. Lincoln.
Tony.
Written.
Oh.
Tony, what do you think?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's correct.
Nice.
Jeff Tate's favorite actor. And...
could have been Paul Dano, though, right? He's
what?
In both of those, isn't he?
Is Paul Dano in Lincoln? Everybody's in Lincoln.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he should be.
I was going to say Paul F. Tompkins.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, he's not in Lincoln. Never mind.
Paul F. Tompkins should definitely be in Lincoln.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Paul F. Tompkins should be in every Daniel Day-Lewis movie, as you'll hear when we say the rest of them. I've said too much. Name a couple more there, Tony.
I'm going to go My Left Foot.
Sorry, no.
No?
Oh. IMDb is weird.
Gangs of New York?
Correct.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the other one, this isn't that weird, Last of the Mohicans.
Oh, yeah, yeah, weird. Yeah, yeah.
You think? That's a pretty big movie.
Yeah.
Wild.
Whatevs.
Whatevs. How do they?
Were there Nazis in it?
Great point. Great point.
I did not see any in it when I saw it. So Tony has two, Tom has two, Rich has one, and Chris is negative one.
All right.
Oh, man.
Holding strong, negative one.
We're doing seven rounds. So hopefully somebody will get to 5 points. Goodfellas?
Chris.
Oh, he's taking a chance. He's already in the hole.
Joe Pesci.
Oh, I can't believe you did that. That's incorrect. So excited to give you another negative point.
Oh, no.
Someday we'll have an IMDb negative point tournament where the people that went deepest in the hole come back for one more glorious day in the sun. All right. let me say the second movie. It's good, though, to take that chance. You know?
You got
to
get away from negative one.
I recommend you do it when somebody's close to 5 points. I recommend you do it every time.
Right.
Because even though you keep going negative, you never know when you can turn it around.
That's good advice.
You know, 4 points are in play every time if you guess first. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right. I'm imparting strategy as we play.
Yeah.
All right, so I said Goodfellas. He said Pesci. That's wrong. The next movie is called Casino.
Rich. Tom.
I think that was Rich. Does everybody agree?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Robert
Rich?
De Niro?
You're so shy. Yes, it's okay, Robert good. De Niro. And...
thanks, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
What the fuck is happening?
This is not... Rich is a person
who's... I know it's
a
low-key panel, but you could help us.
Rich is a very nice man. I think they think you're Harry Crane. I think they think they're looking at Harry Crane the whole time.
I think you freaked him out with the leg thing.
You can't root for that guy.
You freaked him out with the leg thing, and you haven't won him back.
I didn't even tell him what I have for the prize packet. That would get him excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, none of us have.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Can I tell him what's in the prize bag?
Let's finish this game, and then we'll do the prize
I really
want to
tell
stuff.
Him. It's pretty
okay,
stupid.
Okay, tell him right now.
I took this pamphlet off of the Grey's Anatomy set today. So this, and then on the back, I wrote download codes for a video game I'm in. You thought it was going to be way better, but I totally psyched you out.
Well, it's two great things in one.
Yeah.
And so easy to carry.
Exactly.
If you just shoved it into your pocket
you get it
there.
On PS4 or Steam.
Yeah, but I love this, that you stole this from the set.
I took it right off.
Was it prominently visible? Like, can they watch the episode? You know, there's the flyer.
It's not in this episode, but it's in a bunch of other ones. It's in the little waiting room area.
All right, well, now everybody's crazy about you.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I can't wait to hear you cheer.
They'll applaud for everything you do from now on. And, each audience is different at Douglas Movies. I never know when the clapping's going to happen, so I just try to... just keep moving forward.
I'm just here so little. And
this show's
just
a shark. If it doesn't move, it's
awful.
What's the matter?
Well, they're just so mad at us.
Two guys really liked you.
Oh, yeah. That's like, yeah. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. All right, so Robert De Niro.
You got a point. If you can name two more De Niro movies that are in the top four, right. You are winning this game.
Okay. I'm going to go Taxi Driver. You got to be shitting me.
What?
Is it a no?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I keep forgetting if it's better to hear the two titles and then say what they are or say yes or no individually. I guess it doesn't matter. So the answer is no.
Okay. Okay. What the fuck is IMDb thinking if that's not... Okay. Then I'm going to say... I'm going to say Meet the Parents.
That's correct.
Yes. You just got to play
IMDb's
game. That's
what IMDb is thinking.
You got to play IMDb's game.
Yeah, they went with a pretty shitty, lame movie for his third one. They went with The Godfather Part 2.
Boring.
Yeah, well, I don't know where they got the nerve.
Where was
Taxi
Driver
should be in there over Meet the Parents, right?
Yeah, but you know, Meet the Parents is why we now can only see him in shitty comedies.
Oh, excellent.
It gave him a brand new lease on life. Some of them are good. That was extra mean. Okay, like worried about Robert De Niro hearing this.
Analyze that. Analyze that.
No, analyze this was very fun.
I was
analyze that.
I was in that.
one too many.
You're going to analyze
that.
You're in the not one.
Analyze this. Not this.
It still had some laughs. Yeah. I was, but it was just, they just did all the same stuff again. It was just really a retread of the first one.
I was in that.
Well, Rob Zombie directed it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they brought him in, it was a direction they should not have pursued. All right, so we got, I think we got two more rounds of this.
Woo-hoo! And,
wait, so now...
I picked up a couple
of bones. Oh, Rich, you weren't in a position to win there. You did pick up two more points, but now you're up to three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm in a position to win, Doug.
Now you very much are.
Oh, man, this is great.
All right. Oh, I'm so nervous.
Chris, how you doing?
Shelley Duvall.
So that means you feel like you're screaming in a bathroom? The axe comes through the door? All right. It's fun when you're watching any Jack Nicholson movie when he walks in to scream, "Here's Johnny."
Yeah.
All right. First movie. Kramer versus Superman. I mean Kramer.
Chris. Dustin Hoffman.
That's correct.
Nice.
Now this is the kind of comeback I'm talking about.
Okay.
You can name three more.
You're
going to be back in this thing. That's correct.
Oh yeah.
Midnight Cowboy?
No.
So.
Who is doing that? Raise your hand, please.
Trying to think
Fresno
the,
guy.
The IMDb person. One.
It was not Fresno. He knows better. But that was...
Rain Man.
Do that.
Oh, what? Rain Man?
I like that you disregarded the whispering.
That wouldn't be fair.
I like that attitude a lot. Rain Man is correct.
Yay! All right. Would the whispered one be correct?
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part. You really fuck shit up by doing that. I honestly don't know why you did that.
Boo! So I think it's a penalty. I should get four more points.
To penalize that guy?
Yeah.
Were you just that proud of yourself that you fucking know Dustin Hoffman is in The Graduate? What a movie trivia genius.
Would you have said Graduate? So
in, he might have, yes.
Yeah.
It's interesting what he might have said if some audience fucko didn't yell out. He didn't even yell it out. He whispered it. What's the point of that? I maybe don't want them to hear this. All right, so we got to give Chris a fighting shot at this. So fortunately, they do go on to list more than just four films. This is bad. My internet's not working.
Uh-oh.
That's the one thing that sucks about IMDb. Is
what's the movie with Matthew Broderick and Marlon Brando with the lizard?
The Freshman.
He said The Graduate, and I was like... Dustin Hoffman is not in that fucking movie. It's a lizard and Martin Brando. I was doing every piece of math in my head to figure out what Dustin Hoffman did in that movie. And then when Doug was so mad about it being right, I figured it must be right. And so I dug deeper and then went, The Graduate. The actual movie that the guy said. Plastics. Now I remember. Thank you.
Father, on my side.
It wasn't even your guy that started that one.
That's right.
I can't get my IMDb to come up on my phone. It's very annoying. So that would have been a good backup plan to just do the next movie on the Hoffman list. So, what?
Maybe we have better service.
Oh, yeah, if one of you guys can do it. Does somebody have Verizon?
Yeah.
Because my AT&T is sucking dick right now.
I have Dustin Hoffman.
I'll give you my phone for 1 point.
Don't show Chris.
I'll give you my phone for 1 point.
That's a point. That's a point for Tom. So. I'll take it. I heard it.
A point for working Wi-Fi?
That's right.
All right. So you know what I'm going to do? Because in the sense of fairness, I'm going to say...
Graduate.
Chris, name the next Dustin Hoffman movie, and I'll go with any one of the first four that they list in addition to the other four that we already said.
Oh, man.
Just to try to help you out here a little bit.
I appreciate that.
Not The Graduate.
Yeah, it's not The Graduate.
Don't say The Graduate.
So unfair. Like, sometimes somebody will yell out something that does not really affect the game, but in this game, it really fucks over the game that Chris, because Chris probably would have said The Graduate.
I just wonder if the audience member who yelled, who whispered it understands that he did something wrong at this point. I'm curious.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm going to go.
I asked him to raise his hand. He won't even identify himself. Oh, there you are. So do you listen to the podcast? Ever?
No.
No. So why did you buy a ticket to be here tonight? Because you were tired of whispering to horses?
Oh, no.
But thank you for being here. And now you know that... Now you know not to say answers from the audience during a game show. You got it. The only way you could learn it is by making the mistake.
He thought it was Price is Right
style.
This
is nowhere near the maddest I've ever gotten about this.
It feels like it's got to be close.
It's nowhere near.
Nowhere near.
I'm having a good time with it this time.
We're all having a good time.
I'm trying to craft jokes about it. The other time is pure rage. The other time, like, it only happened once. But there was one really bad one, and that's why I can never see a movie starring Amy Adams.
That's why?
One of the reasons. Chris, what do you got? I apologize to you because you're
you
not
know, I'm
succeed.
Thinking because of the way IMDb works,
right?
I'm thinking maybe game. It's a series of unfortunate events.
Oh, that's a terrific guess.
Ooh.
But no, they went with Kung Fu Panda. Kung
them.
Fu Panda 2.
Fuck you, IMDb.
Yeah.
The Program. I don't remember him being in something called The Program.
Is that with Marlon Brando and the Lizard?
And then he's like a voice in Roald Dahl's ECO Trot.
Wait, so wait. Marathon Man isn't even one of the bottom four of the top eight?
No, but then, you know, once they start listing more things, it's just so random. Chef, Luck from HBO, where they had to cancel the series because they were murdering horses. thank you for the phone loan.
You're welcome.
And
he was also in El Super Beasto. Look at that.
Oh, there you go.
In an animated film, you don't see everybody, you know, just kind of go in different days.
You don't listen to the podcast? Why are you here then?
How dare you?
Why did you come out of the shadows?
Yeah. Yeah. This is, it's going to make the headlines. This is the first time we had to throw Rob Zombie out of UCB.
So what did we decide Chris got for his troubles there? You came in on the first one, and you also got Tootsie and Rain Man. So you're out of the hole, my friend.
Ooh. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
So correct me if I'm wrong. If he makes the next guess on the first one, then guesses the next three, he's in the he wins.
He will win the game.
Because there's only one more question
yeah.
left.
Yeah. Anyone who you know names the movie pretty quickly and then adds to it has a really good shot of winning. It's anybody's game on this one.
That's how it feels. That's how it feels.
I love it. The Da Vinci Code.
Chris.
Tom.
Rich?
First of all...
I didn't know we could do it so late.
Tony, you... Tony, this is Tony. Chris?
Tom Hanks.
That's correct. This is going to be the greatest comeback.
Make a run.
All right.
If you can name him. Three more. If you can't, Rich is our winner.
Ooh.
So you might wanna want to throw some Chris mojo his way.
Okay.
The Graduate.
Castaway? Castaway?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
But you could still get to 4 points if you say if you get two more, correct?
Big.
No.
God damn it.
Philadelphia?
Again. Great movie to have a question mark on the end. I thought it was about AIDS, but I guess it's about Philadelphia? No, I mean, they did go with some big ones. They went with Forrest Gump, Saving Private Ryan, and The Green Mile.
Never heard of any of those. Yeah.
So Rich Summers, our winner of Jason and Deb's IMDb game.
Nice work.
Thank you. We did it, Booty Paul.
Great Woo! Job. Great job. We're going to play one more game, and this one's called Last Man Stanton.
We still have our prize bags.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Sorry. Keep forgetting that.
I actually brought a
Grey's Anatomy thing.
I brought a bunch of stuff.
Oh, a bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
You don't... You're,
from Ralph's.
Really just,
from Ralph's, yeah.
You just grab the garbage on the way out. Honey, could you dump this? Yeah, I'll take it to the show. We got a comedy film nerds book. We got... Oh, nice. This is pretty awesome. Ultraman on DVD.
Yeah, ooh. Nice.
I mean, I said that before. I really took a good look at it. And then the aforementioned The Departed.
Yes.
Did you play earlier? Did you just play Jack Nicholson and then not say The Departed, even though it was a bag sitting at your feet?
That wasn't me.
Okay, good.
That was me.
That would have been funny. But I also would have helped put that in somebody's head if I had done the prize bag thing at the right part of the show. And then a stack of... Save 11 Wood.
Oh, that's
stickers?
That's for my Kickstarter. I'm bad at promoting, so I forgot to put them out front. Elven so, whoever wins, I'm going to need you to pass those out.
No, I'm just going to do it right now.
Oh my God!
Watch your eyes.
Someone's going to the hospital. Oh my God! Oh, they're so sharp. They're so sharp.
Oh, sharp corner of the eye. Where's the whisperer? Oh, Chelsea, I hit you with something every time. If I'm throwing shit, she's going to get hit by it. Oh!
Oh, oh nice. Oh.
You saved the whisperer.
Oh, God.
That's fun.
That's fun.
They're mostly just going on the ground unpicked up.
Pick those up on the way out, guys.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Clean up the theater on your way out. And what'd you bring, Tom?
I brought this. It's a box of magic rocks.
Magic fucking rocks, you guys. Because not only does magic rock, these are magic rocks.
Yeah,
and you just put them in a thing, and according to this picture, a shark will appear.
Yep, and they grow in like an instant.
But can you put them in with your goldfish, or is it dangerous for them?
No, you shouldn't. Well, it depends how you feel about the fish.
Does it really say on here, don't put it in a fish tank or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Okay. It probably is bad for them.
Probably. Or it might give them magic powers.
Oh, no, you know what? It's not going to bother fish at all if you put it in their tank. It says, warning, skin and eye irritant. Harmful if swallowed. Don't run it through your gills. Tony, what'd you bring? You brought a huge bag of stuff.
Yeah, I brought a bunch of stuff. I just moved and ended up with a lot of weird shit. And also, I'm promoting a tour, so... But I'm gonna start off weird. This is gonna sound fake, but it's real. Today I met Dr. Phil's wife, and so I picked up a few items from her. Here's some girly girl gum called Chicky Chew.
She just carries this stuff with her.
It's a longer story.
Oh, Robin McGraw's Chicky Chew, the girly girl gum, fruit flavors.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about branding, guys.
Mm.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Is that a worse name than? Kissy Permissy?
Ooh.
No.
Where it says below that, the answer is always yes.
Oh, my God. It's rape.
There is a worse name.
It's a mouth-shaped container that has peppermint mints shaped like X's and O's.
Oh,
for criminals. So
there you go.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're welcome, everyone. I do a year-round Christmas-themed podcast called Feliz Navi Pod. I brought a mug.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's adorable. People love them.
And as I said, I'm going on tour, so I brought the old bands, basically the whole catalog.
Oh. Whoa!
Oh, that's wow. Cool.
And they're all on vinyl.
Oh, yeah, vinyl.
They're all on the hit HBO, so.
That's like a real prize, though.
Yeah, and this one's on orange vinyl. I don't even have one of these. So, and all the other records, except for one of them. One of them's on Columbia Records. I wasn't able to bring that one.
Oh, that one is my favorite.
This one, this is the one I don't play on, so take it to Amoeba or something. That's my stuff.
I saw that in the Squeakquel, right?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, yeah, this cover right here. This is on the wall in the Squeakquel.
Squeakquel.
So next time you're watching the Squeakquel on DVD at home, that's what to look out for.
Alvin!
I love my kids. I just can't do it. You know what I mean?
I hear you, man. Sometimes you gotta draw a line.
Yeah,
that's the line.
Like you'll see. It sounds like you'll see every other motion picture with them.
I will see almost every other motion picture.
Like, you can't watch those sequels or take them to the doctor.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So we need to determine an outright winner today. What Rich won by winning that first game is getting to go first in the next game, which is Last Man Stanton. And I usually get tweets from people saying, I've got the perfect name for Last Man Stanton, because I like to get one from the audience so I can play along. And nobody tweeted me today about it. Or if maybe somebody did and they're muted or something. But do you guys mute people? Do you use that function?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so, hey, do you have a good one, Godna?
Kevin Spacey.
You do have a good one. We're going to play Kevin Spacey. All right, so, and that's your Twitter is GODNAH. And I just call you that, even though I should know your name. Kevin Spacey is what Godna wants us to go with, and he's a regular visitor to the show. So
he's really hamming it up on that House of Cards show, isn't he?
He's just
chewing the scenery.
I haven't gotten into it. I mean, one that I never started watching.
Well, if you start watching it, you'll notice.
Yeah. I heard the limousine budget's very high because he just eats the interior.
Yes,
and,
that's right.
They have to bring in a new one.
They have
one.
To build a new Oval Office per episode. Because fat Kevin Spacey won't stop eating the walls.
All right, well, you get to go first. And, of course, House of Cards does not count because that's a television program on Netflix.
Right.
And then we'll go to Tom and then to Chris and then me and Tony. And if you can't think of one, you can go to your lifeline.
What's your lifeline? What the hell is that?
Your friend.
You can ask
Booty Paul.
Oh, I can go... Is this new? I've never gotten to do
it's
this.
It's a new wrinkle.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but
it doesn't mean you can call on Mary, though. That's mine.
Oh, yeah. Mary.
227 fans? All right. Well, we'll do a little Kevin Spacey. We'll do the old 7.
Okay. Let me write it down. S-E-7.
Exactly.
Never understood that. Yeah, V is kind of like a 7. Just put it right in the middle there.
Don't worry.
Tom Papa, any Kevin Spacey film?
Usual Suspects.
Mm-hmm. I think it's The Usual Suspects, and we really like exact titles on this show.
Then I'll say The Usual
I'm just
Suspects.
Giving you I just give you a pass on one time. Chris?
Wow, now I feel your rage like that
it's
guy.
It's very strict. Oh, yeah.
It was scary. It's scary when it's coming to you.
I'm over this table if you whisper your answer.
A Bug's Life.
Okay. He was like the mad bug or the evil bug?
The grasshopper, right?
He was like the bad guy, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the grasshopper.
I'm going to go with another movie where he played a bad guy, Paying It Forward.
Pay It Forward.
Oh, shit. Oh! I'm out.
I would have let it slide.
I see that.
I appreciate that.
I would let it slide totally.
Let that slide.
Tony?
K-Pax.
Mm-hmm.
K-Pax fan.
Somebody has to be, right?
Pax head here.
I'm going to say American Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Good one.
The American Beauty. American Booty, Paul.
That's next week, Paul.
Swimming with Sharks.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, yeah.
That's correct. Chris?
L.A. Confidential.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I mean, I know that's where we are, but you can give us an answer. You don't have to keep it to yourself. I'm out. Tony?
Moon.
Whoa.
That's a tricky one.
Wow,
that's a good one.
Right.
I'm going to say not the marriage ref, but the ref.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They're trying so hard to clap for you on everything, and they still can't even.
No. Well, they owe me.
I'm going to go to Mary.
Oh, Mary. What do you got?
Do you know Mary?
Do you have a Kevin Spacey movie? Or you're sitting near the whisperer. He can whisper one to you. I won't mind as long as we don't hear it. Oh, she doesn't need
him. Nice, Mary.
She doesn't need him.
This guy is going to be murdered. I'm nervous for him.
We're going to find just a body in the with Kickstarter things all in its face.
He's having fun. I've been watching him.
Okay. You got to keep an eye on that shit.
So, Mary, what's a Kevin Spacey
think,
movie
Mary?
We haven't said yet?
He sure was.
Fuck. Yeah. Bobby Darin.
The Beyond the Sea.
The Beyond.
I'm glad you said that because I was prepared to call it Under the Sea.
Yeah, you won't have a lifeline next time, Tom, but by the time it comes around to you, you may think of another one.
How many times can I use Mary?
That's it.
Zero.
Can I use it? So one more time?
No, that's the last. That's the final one. Chris?
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Tony?
Ready for this? See no evil, hear no evil.
With Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor.
Yep.
I like it.
Whoa.
That's when Pryor really started showing his symptoms.
Mm-hmm. And Kevin Spacey's like the villain in that.
Oh, you're right. He's right, Doug.
That
give him a point.
Yeah.
I wanted to have that saved, but that's a good one.
That helped me think of other Kevin Spacey movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it brought me back to a time.
Oh, yeah, you got to go back.
But what do you got, Rich?
I'm going to, again, mention my very close friend, Ed Harris, and say Glengarry Glen Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's what I should have said instead of fucking up that other one.
So just to be clear, I can use Mary one more time.
No, the funny thing is I, you know, no one's officially taken the one that I fucked up.
Oh, wait, that's up for grabs?
It sure is.
Oh, thanks for saying that now.
Oh, I wish
it
I was...
always is. I just forgot to bring it up.
Oh, God. Until now?
No, I mean, that's how we always play it, is that, like, sure. If somebody gets one wrong, we don't say what the correct title is.
Like I did when I yelled out the correct title.
What?
I was too busy trying to make a joke. I don't even remember what it was.
That's what I mean. Like, I'm saying it to him because I know he's not going to access it.
You've got it in there.
I do.
He's got, he's like, his face is all fucked up. He throws down a
bag of
groceries.
You're going to describe it to him?
Yeah, because here's the thing. I was a huge Kevin Spacey fan until that movie, and he throws down this bag of... What the fuck is happening? Are you asking Siri for Kevin Spacey movies?
No, I wasn't.
he gets in this fight with, what's her name, Helen Hunt? Is that who's in it? And he throws down this bag of groceries, and as soon as he threw it, he did this like, and I'm not going to, and I was just like, oh, I hate you now. I never watch you be in anything again.
Oh.
You know what it is.
Pay it forward.
Yeah. Oh, good. You're right.
You know, you think that would have given me enough time to think of another one. I got to go lifeline to Indiana Joel.
Horrible Bosses.
Horrible Bosses. Nice. Now, I like where that...
Thank you.
That opens
that's
up.
That's helpful. Tony?
I'll go Horrible Bosses, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. Thank you, because I was done.
Yeah, and that's a good one because there's no no dumb subtitle on there. It's just straight up Horrible Bosses, too. Rich?
Yeah, I know.
It came around so fast.
Yeah. He's got to have done some other stupid fucking, like, biopic thing. God, I hate him. I guess I gotta go to Booty Paul. I gotta get a Booty Paul. Anything?
What do you got for Spacey Booty Paul?
I don't know.
You don't know any?
You're so clever with this poster.
21?
What?
21?
21 is what he's saying. Do you go with it?
I think
yes.
That's correct.
Yay, Paul! Thank you, person behind Paul and Paul.
See, in that case, Whisper, I don't mind it because it's only going to happen once. He's going to be fucked next when it comes back around.
Thank you. That's what we've been waiting for. Jesus Christ.
I'm just trying to walk him through my weird world of when it's okay and when it's not okay.
Oh, what a journey it's been.
Yeah. Tom.
Oh, Mary.
Mary. I wish you could go to her again, but and Horrible Bosses 3 isn't a thing yet.
Yeah.
Right. I'm in trouble.
But yeah, did it.
I'm gonna
you
go.
Did a great job. Oh, you gonna
Thank
guess?
Thank you. Yeah.
Guess a movie that has a shit ton of people in it. That works sometimes.
Oh yeah. It's a madman.
Yeah. No, even more, like JFK.
Oh.
Don't use it in this case because that would be wrong.
No, I'm gonna take a different tact because he's always doing that Shakespeare bullshit.
Oh, I like where this
I'm
is
gonna,
going.
I'm just gonna throw out. I know Pacino did this, but I know he did it. But maybe it wasn't a film. But I'm just gonna say it anyway, so the game can move on. Richard III.
No, Chris.
Now that. I'm going to go the JFK route and say Crash.
Oh, that's, yeah, that is a fun way to do it, but no. Tony?
I'm stumped. I think I got to go Art Vandelay.
Yeah,
over
use
here.
Your lifeline.
Art Vandelay.
What? Superman
oh,
Returns.
Fuck, of course.
Ah,
he does Costanza. A great Gene Hackman impression in that.
He does a good.
See, the rightful person's going to win this game.
I saw him on Broadway.
Doesn't count.
I know it doesn't, but I'm just going to tell you this. In Moon for the Misbegotten, and he was so bad. And I had no money, and it was my last night in New York. My wife, it's her favorite play.
My wife!
We went... That also happens every time, and I forget it, and then it happens. I'm so angry when you do it. But I called my dad. He bought the tickets with his credit cards. I didn't have any money. We were leaving New York. It was our last night in New York, and it's my wife's favorite play. We went and watched it, and and at intermission, I was so fucking over his bullshit. I wanted to leave so much. He ruined my last night living in New York. So I'm going to say Moon for the Misbegotten, even though it doesn't count, but you should all know that what a train wreck it was.
But that was like a movie once with Liza Minnelli, I think, right?
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't was know. Kevin Spacey
Patricia
in that?
Patricia O'Neill. Somebody was in it. There were people in it. There was a moon. It was Misbegotten.
That means that Tony Thaxton is our winner tonight. Bringing it home.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mary!
It was really all about Art Vandelay.
That was a good one.
All right. I'm going to make
Sorry,
that,
Paul.
I'll make that one of the hashtags for the show, Art Vandelay. And the other hashtag is going to be Kevin Spacey sucks.
It's just disappointing because I really liked him once, and then
yeah,
he threw that bag of groceries and paid it for.
I think he's been amazing and stuff, but like he just had that run with K-Pax and the Shipping News and
Shipping News.
And fucking and Pay It Forward. He just had a run of movies where it was just like they all felt like Oscar grabs.
Yeah.
They all felt like I need to get another Best Actor Oscar. Or I need to be nominated, and it was frustrating because I do love
Usual
him in earlier
Suspects,
stuff.
American Beauty. He is. Stunning. And then those things, he's just fucking, it's a waste of time.
But you don't watch House of Cards?
I've watched enough to know that I don't have to jerk off to that.
But he might have been better in the beginning than he is now. Like, he might have gotten crazier on that
maybe,
show.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe a little bit,
people
yeah.
are raving
yeah.
about him on it.
I know, I'm a little confused
the
by
The first
that,
three were really good.
He's good yeah. in commercials, too, when he's in commercials.
You can just smell it on him.
I run right out and get whatever credit card he's.
When he's what's in your wallet?
I want the Kevin Spacey one.
But I thought of one very early on in his career. He was in, also very early on in Macaulay Culkin's career, he was in a movie called Rocket Gibraltar.
Wow.
And he was also has a brief part in Working Girl as the creep in the back of the limo that's like hitting on her while watching porn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which you used to be able to do that?
Right.
Get a woman into the back of a limo and throw on some
days,
porn,
man,
and hit on her? All right. So which ones did we miss, you guys?
Negotiator,
of course. What?
Life of David Gale.
Life of David Gale.
That's one of those stupid biopics.
He's in Men Who Stare at Goats?
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so.
He has a cameo in
Gold Member,
yeah.
Oh, Time to Kill.
A Time to Kill, yeah. What?
He has a cameo in Gold Member.
Gold Member. Yeah. Full title, sir. Oh, it's the second one?
Austin All Powers, right.
Spy Who Shagged Me.
Spy Who Shagged Me. There you go.
A super
bonus
beast
point
now
for Tony Thaxton. Congratulations, Tony and Costanza America.
Yeah.
Come get all your stuff, dude.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Enjoy Chris, your Mrs. Dr. Phil products.
Chris, one more time, tell us your how people can go to your Kickstarter.
You can go to Kickstarter.com and type in Long Ago and Far Away, and there's some great awards. You could get the book. You could even go to a movie with Graham and I for Comedy Film Nerds, and we'll record an episode with you.
Ooh, that's nice.
And, that's fun.
And you have until May 2nd, so please don't delay.
How much do we need to make this thing?
It's a $28,000 goal, and right now we're about halfway there, so it's going well, but
nice,
we need your help to finish it.
For Narnia, guys.
Yeah.
For Elvin Wood.
Thanks, guys.
I like the dude from Fresno, Shithead, because you had to drive down here. So I understand that one. The other ones, I don't know what's going on with necessarily, but it's, you know, people bring real personal stuff to it. Tom, your podcast, Come to Papa.
Come to Papa, yep.
What else you got going on?
That's it.
Website for road dates?
Yeah, tompapa.com for road dates. When is this airing? Now?
I knew it now-ish, yeah.
I'm doing Thousand Oaks this weekend and doing a theater up there.
Really? You're going to go out to T.O.?
Yep.
That's where you guys drove in from?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on.
We're going to rock it. We're going to rock it up there. And then,
you gotta don't go too far because you end up in Camarillo at a mental institution. And you're always hilarious when you're on the Opie and Jim Norton show on Sirius XM. So
people should listen to you on there. Thank you.
Thank you for being here, dude.
It was fun, really fun.
Thanks,
guys.
Man.
And thank you, Mary.
Watch for Rich Summer on Grey's Anatomy in like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yep.
And what else is going on?
The movie Hello, My Name is Doris, which is...
Yeah, I love that movie.
Somehow, magically, we just... I mean, they made it for about $6, and it just hit $10 million, which is very exciting for us.
That's very cool.
Tiny movie. Very exciting.
I think Sally Fields should get another Oscar nod for it.
Hopefully,
it's not too small and too early. You know,
I'm very happy
make
that
it.
She is getting all the recognition she's getting. She's so great in the movie.
How is Spacey in it?
The guy's an asshole.
This shithead even had a change their mind situation where they scratched one out and then went a different way with it. Tony's going to be out on tour with Motion City Soundtrack. Feliz Navi Pod is the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I was a guest on it once. A lot of fun.
I haven't done it in a while. They're going to come back soon, though, I think.
Okay, cool.
And, yeah, the tour starts...
Just in time for Christmas.
Exactly. It's all a year. It's all a year. Tour starts early May. It's going to go on. Not even all the dates are announced yet, but this is the final farewell tour. More dates are still coming, so if you don't see your city, don't tweet me and whine that we're not coming there, because there's more coming.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and that's also, I will say, I am actually producing Julian Loves Music.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing to bring up. The spinoff podcast, the Joni Loves Chachi to this show, is Julian Loves Music, and he's 3 episodes in now, or two? Two or three?
Like 2.5,
okay.
Kind of. There was like a little teaser.
Oh, yeah. And so now they're like, they're going about monthly, but hopefully they'll pick up the pace on those.
Yeah, they're
going
to try and pick that up, but then I'll be gone, so maybe I won't be producing it. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You just said, I'm going out on tour. Oh, and also, by the way.
Well, I produced the ones that
I
are
produced
out.
The, yeah,
and
I
then I'll be coming
so
back.
So far.
Yeah.
Okay. But thank you for doing that, and thank you for being here. One more time for all of my guests, Chris Mancini, Tom Papa, Rich Summer, Tony Thaxton. And as always, and you guys can come get your name tags back. I'm going to throw them rudely on the floor. Drivers on the 101 are shitheads. CIA director John Brennan is a shithead. So, Booty Paul, I never would have guessed you're pro waterboarding. And mean people who yell at you on the phone are a shithead.
Tell me about it.
Now it's time for Doug to punch another cocky. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in